The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry and I get into Money in the Bank, taking place in front of a crowd for the WWE on Sunday. We give our predictions about who might come out the winners of both the men and women ladder matches for that Money in the Bank contract. Also, we get into Slammiversary. That's right, Impact Slammiversary with EVP Scott D'Amore right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Guys, it's great to be here, so thanks for having me.
No, and we're very pumped up for Slammiversary, again, available on pay-per-view Fight TV tomorrow night, which is cool, Saturday night pay-per-view. And Scott, like, obviously a lot of momentum, a lot of buzz around Impact Wrestling. And for you, you know, somebody who's been involved in pro wrestling for as long as you have, somebody who's a historian, to kind of bring something new to Impact Wrestling, and not just Impact, but the world of pro wrestling, this forbidden door that's happening right now, and be able to get a treat like we're going to get Saturday night in that main event, and also the possibilities down the line. But let's get into what you were talking about with Deonna Purrazzo yesterday on Impact Wrestling. And that is what we're going to see in that championship contest tomorrow night, because we don't know what we're going to see in that championship match tomorrow night. Deonna Purrazzo, your Knockouts champion, and Scott, and a wonderful job doing it. Dropped a lot of hints about potentially who could be, you know, Iconic, Hot Mess, Hardcore Country. A lot of hints dropped. So what could we possibly see in this matchup with Deonna Purrazzo tomorrow night?
Well, it's pro wrestling, so we could see anything. But what we are going to see is, I think we're going to see an opponent that I think people are going to be super excited to see face off with Deonna. And we're going to see two fantastic female athletes go out there that are going to be able to just kick tail with the best of them. And I think it's going to be a great match, part of a great card. You know, a nice way to throw a hook. You know, we've got some little moments. And I think this card, top to bottom, Dave, is as good as any card we put together. I really think we've got a variety of styles and matchups where each one is unique and different, right? It's not a lot of the same thing, which we've all seen sometimes on a card. They all have different angles, different stipulations, or just different styles from the competitors. So super excited for all of that. And then like, man, this is a surprise. We know we're coming in. It's still going to be great. And then there's a couple other little like, oh, wow moments thrown into tomorrow night. Like I'm stoked for tomorrow night. I know that our entire roster and our entire company is. It's such a great feeling to know that fans will be back in the Impact Zone, because it's just, I mean, we've all made it through. And I mean, like hats off to everybody in pro wrestling for adapting and adjusting to the pandemic era. But fans are back in the house now. You see it, you know, around as you watch wrestling. And now tomorrow night, they're back in the Impact Zone. And that's just going to bring Slammiversary to another level.
You know, when you look at this main event with Kenny Omega and Sami Callihan, now a lot of people have been critical. Hey, you let an AEW signed talent come to Impact Wrestling and take that Impact World Championship. But if Sami Callihan could win, and let me tell you, knowing Sami Callihan, he's got a bit of an advantage in this matchup. This is a no disqualification match, which I think would give Sami Callihan the edge. As much as Kenny Omega's come in, if Sami Callihan could grab this Impact Championship back for Impact Wrestling, that's just going to take him to an entirely another level.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you alluded to, you know, a lot of the sentiment around here. I personally have been consistent in saying I'm okay with Kenny Omega being our world's champion because Kenny is, you know, quite possibly the best wrestler on the entire planet now. And is, when you talk about the best ever, he is among the most athletic and most amazing professional wrestlers in all of history. So I don't necessarily have a problem with it holding it. And to his credit, he's shown up, he's defended it, he's been on the show week in and week out. He's been a great champion, but I'm certainly in the minority because the sentiment is bring it home. And if you ever would have told me that there was a chance that the uniting force of our locker room and our company would be Sami Callihan, like talk about an unexpected turn, you know. But one thing about Sami Callihan, like him and, you know, or loathe him, and I've a good amount of both on this, you know, me and a lot of people. But since the day he stepped foot in Impact Wrestling, he does, as we call it, you know, flown the flag. He's an Impact guy for better or worse. There's times where I almost wish he didn't when he's up to his shenanigans. But he has flown the flag as high as anybody. He has been a very proud, I'm an Impact guy type of person. He's been an advocate for this company from the second he walked in and all through our resurgence here in the last few years. So, yeah. And the thing is, and you all know this, Kenny Omega is the best at 5-6, 7-star matches going out there, main event in the Tokyo Dome and all around the world and doing catch-as-catch-can and strong style and all this high-flying. And a lot of that's going to mean nothing when you get in there with Sammy, because Sammy is going to flip the script upside down and brawl and grab a baseball bat or a chair or a fire thrower, whatever he can get his hands on. So this is going to be a fight. And I think that's what makes it so much different and in some ways cooler than Kenny versus Moose, Kenny versus Rich, which was two great athletes off in an athletic contest. This is going to be a crazy, wild, brawling fight.
Listen, Scott, I'm a big fan of the product, and I'm not saying this just because your announced team are friends of mine, but like I've laughed so much listening to your announced team. D'Lo almost killed me. I was drinking coffee, and he said the whole analogy about fool me once, shame on me, and he went, damn, what is the rest of it? And he said, fool me again, I'll punch you in the face. And I just bust. Man, I almost died. Like, they literally almost put me in the ground. Tell me a little bit about how did that come to be?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a twofold things that kind of lined up with a similar timeline in the sense that, you know, Josh Matthews has been calling wrestling for a long time. Josh Matthews is also our VP of operations. And he had kind of segued into a situation where at our events, he basically became like our truck producer, like, you know, Mark, our equivalent of like a Keith Mitchell in that. So it became harder and harder to have him announce. And then that's kind of where Matt came in. And, you know, I've worked with Matt, a bunch of times over the years, both as a wrestler, but also like we did Wrestle Kingdom back in 2014, I think it was. You know, the first person I called, first person we called was JR. Second person we called was Matt Stryker, because the perfect 1-2 team. In my mind, they were. So getting Matt here was awesome. He's got a passion and a style that brings kind of like a bit of a cool factor with the excitement that he brings along as well. And then Mark, you spent a lot of times in a car, in a hotel, in a restaurant, whatever, with D'Lo, just like I have. Me and D'Lo grown up together in this business, you know. He's lived in my house for weeks. I've lived with him for weeks. We've traveled together so much. And you know what a goofy, funny guy is. And like you pointed out, a lot of the times it's not what he means to be. It's just natural. stuff comes out. Yeah. And it was like, you know what? Let's just take that. Let's put that in the booth because, you know, Don Callis is doing his thing with Kenny and we need to put somebody in that booth. Let's put D'Lo in there. He's done a little bit of it on Sunday Night Heat. We had done it, you know, at some smaller events that we were streaming, you know, and he was having fun. It's like, man, let's put him on the flagship show. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to be too funny.
Well, I tell you, man, I'm excited. Anytime I get to hear Matt is an extremely smart guy, as we both know, and a former teacher. He's done pretty much everything from commentary, announcing, wrestling, acting, studio. Like, he's very versatile. And hearing him and D'Lo together is absolutely hilarious. And y'all got a winner there, man. You got a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man. We're really happy with him. And, you know, Matt's coming back, tomorrow for Slammiversary. We're excited to have him back in the chair where he belongs and wouldn't want anybody else calling this action other than Matt and D'Lo, because they'll bring, you know, the knowledge and the depth of both of them, you know, knowing this business from being in it and in the ring. But also Matt's a student of the game and D'Lo's just like, you know, D'Lo's just that brings that fan aspect. But when he jumps out of his chair and he screams, it's, you know, that's him being D'Lo, you know, that's him. That's me and him watching a Bears game. You know, that's how he's like. So I think it's a great mix and I hope the audience, you know, enjoys it just like I will. And I'm pretty confident that they will enjoy it just like me and you and everybody else. So it should be a great time and they've got a stack card to call. So they're at their best when they've got lots of moving parts and we've got a great night planned for them and they'll be amazing guides for the fans and the viewers watching along.
Of course, you know, being Scott, a Bears fan, you don't get to cheer much.
D'Lo told me you're going to be like this.
A lot of people jumped on the bandwagon in 1985, Mark.
Yeah, and they jumped over in 1986.
Well, see, I'll be honest, guys. I was a guy who jumped on like 84, 85, but keep in mind, I was 9 or 10 years old. That's about where you jump on. I've never jumped off. And you talk about suffering. Hey, at least I got to sit there and watch the Bears win a Super Bowl. I got to watch Walter Payton, the greatest ever, wear our uniform. Guys, I'm a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. You in hockey, you want to talk about suffering. I don't even know what it's like to see my team win a championship in color because it ain't happened since 67.
Brother, like, you talk suffering. About suffering? The two dudes that you're on the phone with right now, are you on this Zoom call with? We suffered 1-15, 2-14 in back-to-back years. Nobody suffers like Cowboy fans.
Except that was a terrible run.
Except your Lions fans.
But you had Lions fans, because at least you guys won championships, man. You've had the highs and the lows.
Oh yeah, we've won Super Bowls.
Where I live, I mean, I think you guys, you know, all know Windsor, Ontario is basically it's basically a suburb of Detroit, Michigan. So I have a lot of fun with Lions fans, and when they're on their lowest, it's like. I'm like, man, I ain't even gonna talk crap because like it's no fun. Like it's there's no fun. It's no depressing when y'all know you're gonna go out there and lose just like you did the last 14 weeks. So they have suffered.
Luckily,
I like the Lions when they're just bad enough. I just like the Lions when they're just bad enough, winning 7-8 games where there's hope, and then you get to rip it away from them. That's when it's really fun to be on the other side of them.
You know, Scott, let's get back into Saturday because you mentioned, obviously, the main event with Kenny Omega and Sami Callihan. You know, talk about Kenny Omega a little bit because, you know, you mentioned Wrestle Kingdom. So, you know, 5 years ago, you know, he's wrestling with the IWGP, you know, Junior Championship and then obviously main eventing the Tokyo Dome and now, you know, being the belt collector. Just talk about and because it's not a very long window of time, but talk about his progression just in a small 5-year span.
Yeah, it's almost like Kenny Omega was the best wrestler you never heard of, and he was doing all kinds of wacky, cool stuff with DDT and all that stuff, but more on the fringe. And I was there that night. I want to say it was in Osaka when Kenny came out and was unveiled as the cleaner in the Bullet Club. And from that moment that he walked into New Japan, like the rise was just, it was, I mean, it was unbelievable. And I got to have a front row seat for a good chunk of it there too. And it was just, yeah, his matches were so good. He just moved up so fast. And then they saw a presence. And as we've all now seen, a presence there that doesn't exist with a lot of performers. And the bigger the stage, the bigger Kenny seems to perform. Like, you know, there's, we've all seen that there's athletes that, you know, that sometimes, you know, they play great until the pressure's on. Then there's other athletes that when the game's on their line or when all the pressure's on them, that's when they really shine. And that's what Kenny Omega does. So he's been doing that now. It's a relatively short window of time, but when you look at how much night in and night out he was doing it night after night, month after month, you know, big show after big show, it's quite a body of work that's been assembled in you know, those, you know, what is it, like five, six yep. years? Like it's such a short window, but you look at the quantity that's been amassed and it's huge. So he's one of the best ever, like I said, and we've been enjoying having him around, even when it means that, you know, I got to listen to Don Callis a little bit more.
I know, which is unfortunate because he's a bad man.
bless your heart.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, you guys have to deal with Tommy Dreamer, so I mean, you know, you battle through. You know, that one. So,
well, let's get into Tommy Dreamer, because Tommy Dreamer has been doing a lot, you know, outside the ring for Impact, especially over these last couple of weeks. And he's really used his power. So how much power does Tommy have? And has it been an example of an abuse of power by Tommy Dreamer lately?
I mean, Tommy's Tommy. Like, you know, I always tell him, I go, you're never happier than when you're getting to lecture somebody about why they're wrong. Like, it's his absolute favorite thing in the world. It is, I believe I told you so, that if you did that, this was going to happen, you know. And we hear that quite a lot around here.
That's actually a pretty good impersonation of Tommy, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, as he tells me, you know, as soon as COVID's over, he's moving back into my house, because he says he has two houses, you know, he has the one that he has with the family. Then he comes up to Windsor and, you know, just refuses to leave. But no, he's look, I've known Tommy for 25 plus years. That's scary to say. You know, and he's got a great wrestling mind, and he's very opinionated. He's not afraid to share it. So whenever he's around, both on camera and certainly behind the scenes, there's going to be some sprinkling of his opinion, and there's going to be some I call it agitation, but Tommy is as passionate a human being as there is in this industry, in this sport, and you guys know that. And he's our friend, so we beat the crap out of him verbally, but I think you guys probably in this call and all of us I know here, you know, it's almost like if somebody else says something about Tommy, it's like, hey, like, F you, don't you say that about Tommy? And it's like, oh, wait, you said stuff way worse. Well, yeah, I can do that. He's my friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a pot stirrer. He's going to be out there and doing his thing. And who wouldn't want him to do that, right? And dude, let's talk about why does Tommy feel he's got to kick poor No Way Jose while the dude is down all the time? Like, he did it again last night. Like, I met Jose, he's a nice dude, and Tommy just, no, we never hired him. It's a very Tommy Dreamer thing to do, guys. And I don't know if he wasn't held enough as a baby or something, but but that's a very sad way to act out. So No Way Jose, if you're listening, I apologize. You know, Tommy doesn't speak for all of us.
Fair enough. A team that Mark and I tout a lot here on Busted Open, and they've been good enough to be guests here on Busted Open, is Fire and Flava, Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz. I mean, two amazing talent, two young talents, and they have really dominated. If they lose the tag team titles, they quickly pick them back up again. And they've really dominated in this division. Talk a little bit about them and the matchup that they have on Saturday versus Havoc and Rosemary.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you throw, you know, people together as a group, you know, or as a team, and it just doesn't click. And then there's other times where it's like Fire and Flava, right? They've been so good. And it's like the second they got together, they started feeding off of each other. And Kiera Hogan was here for a while and already on an upward trend and a good one. But the second that Tasha came in, it's like they just clicked. And it's what's the saying? The the sum is greater than the sum is greater than the whole of the parts,
the sum
or something.
Of the parts. Like,
they make each other, but yeah, they make each other better. I got to do a D'Lo analogy here, Mark. But they make each other.
Yeah, punch them in the face.
Elevate each other. Yeah, sit your butt down. You know, it's like, God, D'Lo, be yourself. Stop being Ron on the damn show. But Fire and Flav have been so good, and just the way they click and the way they talk, and guys, it's from 9 a.m. when you see them at day till, you know, sometimes late at night when they leave. If you're walking down that hallway and you see the two of them, like that shot on the show a couple weeks ago where they like yelled my name and then you caught me trying to slide back in my office before they could get to me, that can be a daily occurrence because they just are unrelenting. And when you're in a good mood and you're like happy and like, hey, let's have fun. Like, it's hilarious and it's great and it's uplifting. But when you're like, oh God, I got to go take care of this. And you see them coming, you're like, oh God, you know, I'm just going to get cut up for the next like 17 minutes. But Dave, to your point, they've been unbelievable. Great tag team. And they're squaring off against Rosemary and Havoc. And Rosemary and Havoc just starting the team together. But two competitors that have been around a long time. And Rosemary has been a staple here and an unbelievable one in the knockouts division. And I think Rosemary has hit her stride more so in the last 3 to 6 months than she has for the last, you know, little bit. You know, she, you know, and we all know athletes take those injuries, and she had her knee rebuilt and it took her, I think, a little while to get back on track, but she's hitting on all cylinders. And now she's got a monster like Havoc at her side. And with Rosemary's devious mind and her talents and Havoc's size and power, Fire and Flavor, that, you know, they better do all the talking and they better do all the running and the quick movements, because if they get trapped in a situation where it's brute force, well then I think we'd have new tag team champions. But Fire and Flavor, as you said, Dave, have been great champions, and that should be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah, here with Scott D'Amore, EVP of Impact Wrestling, for just a few more minutes, and appreciate the time. I know this is a busy time for you. You have, you know, the biggest show that you've had in quite some time tomorrow night, again, available on pay-per-view and Fight TV, Slammiversary. We talked a lot about Slammiversary, but I want to talk about the weekly show, Scott, because obviously it's available on Twitch. It's weekly on Access TV. Not everybody has that, but you do now have the subscription service that's on YouTube. Can you explain how fans who are listening to the show who may not normally watch you on a week-to-week basis because of the availability, can you now talk about what's available on YouTube for our fans?
Yeah, it's a new service we started, and thanks, Dave, for bringing it up. You know, there's Access Television, which is a huge part of our portfolio, and we love it. You know, it's in over 50 million homes, but that leaves a lot of homes that don't have it. So the option on Twitch has been a good one over the last few years for people, because if you can get online, you can watch it on Twitch for free. Now what there is with this YouTube service is you're going to be able to watch the show, and I apologize, I don't have the details, but it's going to be Thursday night. It's going to start a little behind where the show actually is on Access, and that's just so that they both will end at 10 o'clock. So it's basically, it'll be in essence, commercial free, I believe, almost. So it'll move at a quicker pace without the commercials on YouTube, which I know a lot of the fans love not having to sit through the commercials. Like, how many people DVR something and then start watching it 45 minutes in so they can zip through all the commercials?
Yep.
Don't let our advertisers hear that, guys. but that's what you'll be able to do on YouTube. Plus, there's going to be all of the original content, the monthly specials, like Against All Odds and everything, and shows like that, where we give you great stuff. Like, look, Against All Odds, we give you Kenny Omega versus Moose. Moose, who I think is possibly the greatest five-tool athlete in professional wrestling today, and Kenny Omega, you know, the greatest wrestler in the world, you know, arguably right now. And we gave that to you on a monthly special that's on our app, and now we'll be on YouTube. Plus, you're going to get exclusive question and answer sessions and that with talent, and it's going to be a little more interactive. I think it's a cool way to deliver the show everywhere around the world in a timely manner. Fans have been saying, you know, I hate having to wait 3 days or 5 days or, you know, a week or whatever it is, depending on where you are. This service is going to deliver to you, you know, basically immediately. And then you're going to get our catalog of of matches through wrestling history. And then you're going to get these interactive moments, which we all know wrestling fans want so much, but where they want to get on a platform, much like this group of us is talking right now, and be able to basically, you know, interact with the wrestlers that they watch on TV. So the wrestlers will interact, be able to answer questions, tell stories, talk to the fans and the subscribers. And I think that's a great opportunity that I think wrestling fans are looking for sure.
And there's two pricing tiers, and one's only 99 cents. And with over 4 million subscribers to Impact Wrestling on YouTube, you're definitely doing something right, Scott. Big weekend for Impact Wrestling. Slammiversary tomorrow night. Of course, the main event, Sami Callihan and Kenny Omega for that Impact Championship. Scott, we always appreciate the time. Thank you for all you're doing for Impact Wrestling. And thanks for giving us time, you know, on a very busy weekend for you. We appreciate it.
Well, I mean, thank you guys, and sincerely thanks to you guys, because you guys and everybody at Busted Open have been great supporters of not just Impact, but all genres and organizations in wrestling. So thank you. I'll come on here anytime. This is such a joy to be on with Mark. It's so undreamer-esque, and I appreciate it. And Dave, always enjoy chatting with you. So anytime you guys want me, I don't care if I have to pull to the side of the road and do it from my car or whatever. I'm always happy to be on there. It's fun. It's entertaining. It gives me a chance to help get the word out and then do it through great people like you that are an example of what people that cover wrestling can be if they do it in a positive light.
Hey, everybody, this is Jimmy Smith, MMA expert extraordinaire, the voice of WWE's Monday Night Raw, and the host of Unlocking the Cage on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156. You're in your car, you're at home, you got a lot of time you need to kill, you want a podcast, but you need to hit certain things. You want someone who can break down the crazy world of MMA that I have been in for two decades. You want someone to bring in the biggest interviews inside MMA and outside as well. Got that covered too. You want somebody who can take on all of the pop culture, all the crazy news, everything going on in our insane world outside of sports? Well, guess what? I got your back. Nothing is off limits on Unlocking the Cage. So, subscribe today to Unlocking the Cage on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts to hear a new episode every weekday. Unlocking the Cage is also available on the SXM app, which is free for most subscribers. Just download it today and tap podcasts. Get started now.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to 15 $15 a month at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
But I'm telling you, man, like, live for wrestling is exactly what the business needed. We never thought it would come back this soon. Remember, we were talking, it may be 2 or 3 years before we can get a live audience again, and here we are 18 months in and we're getting it back. And Dave, like, pro wrestling needs an audience. Like, that's just what it is. All those people that said, you know what, I love wrestling, but I can't just watch it in studio. I can't watch it on TV. All of you people that said that, come back. It's time. Go buy a ticket and support. You said you wanted to go in live. Now you have the opportunity. There's no excuse. Let's go.
Yeah, and I think SmackDown tonight is sold out. I think Money in the Bank for Sunday night is very, very close to a sellout. I think there's just a little over 100 tickets left before that's a sellout on Sunday. And this is, hey, on Sunday, we're going to get into Slammiversary next hour. We have Deonna Purrazzo joining us in just about 10 minutes to talk about Slammiversary tomorrow night. But Sunday night, Money in the Bank, Mark, and we have a special that's dropping on Sunday, a Busted Open's the Masters class, exclusively on the Busted Open podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora. You know, you definitely need to take a listen. Please subscribe and comment. We talk about the Money in the Bank pay-per-view and the origins of Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank, it's not, I know it's not one of the big four, but I also think it's up there. And a lot of ramifications coming out of Sunday night, Mark.
There is. And, you know, watching the show, it seemed like Impact was more of an infomercial for Slammiversary. Mm-hmm. You know, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm excited about seeing who's going to be chosen to face Deonna Purrazzo. There's a lot going on that is going to make that pay-per-view super special. And, you know, I just can't wait.
Yeah, we have Deonna on at the top of the hour. But looking at Money in the Bank, and it's now been confirmed, the Money in the Bank ladder match for the women's championship is Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Ash, Liv Morgan, Zelina Vega, Natalya, and it was just announced now Tamina is part of that ladder match for the women's championship contract for
Who's going to win?
Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Ash, Liv Morgan, Zelina Vega, Natalya, and Tamina. I'm rooting for Zelina. I'm also rooting for Tamina, but I have a feeling it's going to be Alexa Bliss.
Why would she need a briefcase?
Because I think she's been causing complete havoc when it comes to that Raw women's division. And I think, and she has a history of winning them before, maybe she comes out the victor on Sunday.
Hmm. Okay.
I hope not, because of what you just said. She doesn't need it. The story doesn't need it. I think it could really wreck the women's division if she holds on to the briefcase. I would love to see Zelina win it, but I have a feeling it's going to be Alexa Bliss.
Okay. Well, I asked your opinion. You gave it to me.
What? Who do you think? You think it's Zelina?
I think Zelina. Like, she's got the most to offer. And every week you can put her on the mic until she cashes it in.
The men's Money in the Bank ladder match. We got Ricochet, John Morrison, Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Big E, Kevin Owens, now King Nakamura, and Seth Rollins.
If I was going to pick, I would say Seth Rollins first, Big E second. Riddle doesn't need it, even though he's somebody that is really, really hot. I told you, I think he's the new face of Raw. Golly, I don't know if I'm confused now.
Let me ask you something.
I don't think that Big E, this is the place where he gets his run. Mm-hmm. Like, I would pick Seth Rollins because I know I could get a 5-star match out of Seth Rollins, and everybody loves Seth Rollins, good or bad. Like, he's just a draw.
Let me ask you this, and we both love this guy, both inside the ring and outside the ring, Drew McIntyre. Had that story between Drew and Lashley gone on long enough where I think people don't want to see Drew McIntyre win this Money in the Bank contract?
I don't know if that's the case. I think that Drew is definitely still big-time material, but I think Drew McIntyre can take it. He can battle anybody at any time and be the guy. Why does he need an extra gimmick? Why does he need an extra in when he's like the number one contender already?
Yeah.
He's going to get a shot regardless.
That's a good point. All right. So for the women's ladder match, you're saying Zelina Vega.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss. And then for the men, you're saying Seth Rollins.
Yes. Even though I think that Ricochet, this will be a great opportunity for him, I just don't see it happening, for whatever reason. But I think that Seth Rollins is the big draw.
Okay.
And if I was going to bet money, I would say Seth Rollins.
All right, I'm gonna go with Riddle. And I know you said that he doesn't necessarily need it on Raw. I'm gonna go with Riddle because the potential with Riddle, I think, is very,
he's
very
so
strong.
Over.
This is Lindsay Rhodes, and I'm so excited for my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, to be joining the SiriusXM sports family. We'll be talking about the most compelling topics and to some of the most interesting people in and around the NFL, taking a look at things through my somewhat nerdy football lens. I like to push past the low-hanging fruit to get to the real stories that are going to make you feel like a smarter football fan. So please join me every Wednesday for The NFL Roadshow, available on the SXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/careers. /work.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Well, I mean, you talk about emotional investment. Let's go back to Money in the Bank. And again, fans are back. SmackDown tonight, sold out crowd in Houston. Money in the Bank on Sunday. And one match that I am completely emotionally invested in is Roman Reigns, your Universal Champion, going up against Edge on Sunday. We talked about Money in the Bank. We gave our predictions. If you missed it, go to the SXM app to hear all our predictions that Mark and I have for the Money in the Bank ladder matches that are taking place. But Mark, when it comes to emotional investment, is there anybody better than Roman Reigns and Edge on Sunday?
I don't think that there's anything that's going to top that. I mean, I always say Roman Reigns is like a planet. He's got strongest gravitational pull of any wrestler in the world today. There's nobody that's moving me like Roman Reigns does. And we've been waiting on somebody, anybody, to really give him a run, right?
Yep.
He's had, you know, battles with so many guys. I can't even mention them all. But he's never been with the Ultimate Opportunist. Edge is a different guy because he wants to be special. He wants to be different than anybody else that Roman has been in there with. And we're going to see. You remember what happened with him and Randy when he came back?
Yep.
He's going to do the exact same thing with Roman Reigns, except it's going to fit Roman Reigns' style.
Yeah, I can't wait for that matchup. Also, for the WWE Championship, Bobby Lashley and Kofi Kingston. Kofi Kingston, you know, Kofi Mania, you know, at WrestleMania, going into WrestleMania 35, you and I were together, Mark, when Kofi won that title from Daniel Bryan at MetLife Stadium. He has another opportunity, again, in front of fans on Sunday to recapture that championship.
Well, Ed, you're distracting me, Ed. Ed got that look. But what? I'm tell you this. Oh, look at Dave's allergic to my bullshit. You see him sneezing like that? But this whole weekend, guys, it's not just that one show. This whole weekend, here at the Hall of Fame, they have a show. Then you have Impact, and you have the WWE's pay-per-view. Like, this weekend is stacked.
It is.
Like, we're living the dream right now from a wrestling fan perspective.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand. True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.